2019 at Château-Lagrange was really contrasted. The winter was really dry and mild, and the spring was wet and cool. Fortunately, the summer began on the mid-June, and between mid-June and mid-September, we had only 60 millimeters of rainfall. This was one of the driest summer in the last 25 years. It was also the longest harvest ever, with 27 days. The berry weight was the lowest of the last 36 years at Lagrange. The Merlot harvest began on the 18th of September and finished the 2nd of October. The grapes were really rich and exuberant, with thick skins full of polyphenol this year. We took a gamble, stopping for a while between the Merlot and the Cabernet Sauvignon, judging the latter's phenolic maturity not in adequacy with its technological maturity. It was important not to rush, tasting the grapes daily as the skins became gradually thinner and aromas were progressively revealed. The Cabernet Sauvignon were finally picked between the 7th and the 14th of October. We harvested the richest grapes in the modern history. We have conducted a lot of trials on different grape varieties over recent decades, but the goal was to create much richer wines and fuller wines, offering a smooth meat palate in a very silky tannins. We have aimed to find technical solutions to gain in fleshiness and power, not to lose any elegance, of course. The idea was to obtain more tannins while making sure it was coated in the necessary smoothness. The results exceeded all our expectations, hailing the dawn of a new era at Lagrange. The Merlot, despite their extraordinary quality, could not overshadow the Cabernet Sauvignon this year. This is a record in our blend. We have 80% Cab in Château Lagrange. It's the most Médoc style vintage we have ever produced. The Cabernet is powerful and refined, making it unnecessary to add a lot of our magnificent Petit Verdot to perfect the blend, only 2% Petit Verdot. The 2019 offers both freshness and optimum ripeness, a combination appreciated in our top vintages. And the aging potential is also incredible. It should be noted that we have chosen to produce only 1/3 of Château Lagrange. It's the lowest proportion to date. Only 1/3, it's very, very small. To conclude, I'm sure and we are very confident that this sumptuous 2019 will join the long list of must-have vintages at Lagrange.